This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
Here in America, work is in trouble. We've offshored our manufacturing, sent away good jobs, and lost so much ability to make things. American Giant is pushing back against that tide. They make high-quality clothing for a summer wardrobe you'll love, all made right here in the USA. Support America's workers and get 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com, code STAPLE20.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Let's begin.
A couple of years ago, I found myself in an unsettling situation. My husband was traveling out of state for work, leaving me alone in our quiet suburban home. On one particular evening, I decided to unwind by catching up on the latest news. I strolled into our cozy living room, where our Samsung Smart TV dominated the space. After powering it on, I placed the remote on the wooden coffee table and ventured into the adjacent kitchen to prepare dinner. As I moved pots and pans around, the soothing voice of the news anchor filled the air, providing me with a sense of companionship in my solitude. However, after a few minutes, a peculiar silence enveloped the room. I initially brushed it off, thinking that perhaps the signal had dropped or the TV had timed out and shut itself off, a not uncommon occurrence. I placed the knife I had been using to chop vegetables on the kitchen counter and headed back into the living room to rectify the issue. What I encountered sent shivers down my spine. The big TV screen, instead of displaying the news, showcased an image that was all too familiar. A couch in a living room, my living room to be precise. I stood there, paralyzed by shock and disbelief, trying to make sense of what was unfolding before my very eyes. The camera embedded in my smart TV had been activated, and it was streaming a live video of my own living room. The realization struck me like a bolt of lightning. Someone was watching me, spying on my every move, and invading the privacy of my own home. Fear gripped me, and my first instinct was to snatch the remote from the coffee table and switch off the TV. But the remote just laid there, undisturbed, exactly where I had left it. There was no chance that my dog, who was lazily napping in the corner, had accidentally stepped on it and triggered this intrusion. I felt a growing sense of unease, a deepening pit of dread in the core of my being. I reached for my phone and dialed the number of my sister. She's a rational thinking person and tried to calm me down the best as she could. As soon as we laid down the phone, I pulled out the power plug from the backside of the TV, scared to put it on again. I curled up underneath a blanket next to my loyal companion, Loki. A few days later, the news broke, confirming our worst fears. Samsung smart TVs had fallen victim to a widespread hacking issue, with malicious actors gaining unauthorized access to built-in cameras and microphones. The intrusion was not limited to my home. Countless others had unknowingly become victims of this insidious breach of privacy. To regain semblance of control, I placed a piece of opaque tape on the TV's camera. A small, but symbolic act of defiance against the unseen eyes that had intruded into my life. The tape served as a reminder that in this digital age, even the most intimate corners of our existence could be exposed to prying eyes, hidden behind screens and codes. With the help of cybersecurity experts, I fortified my home network and took every possible measure to secure my devices. But the damage had been done, and the haunting feeling of being watched lingered. I couldn't shake the thought of how often I might have been spied on before I discovered this intrusion. The violation of my personal space, the invasion of my privacy, and the betrayal of trust left scars that ran deep. As the days turned into weeks, and the initial shock began to subside, I found solace in the support of people that had also been attacked. Together, we navigated the landscape of a world where technology had become a double-edged sword, offering both convenience and vulnerability. My experience served as a cautionary tale, a reminder that in our interconnected worlds, we must remain vigilant and safeguarding our privacy and personal spaces.
American Giant makes great clothing, t-shirts, jeans, and more right here in the U.S., creating jobs in towns and cities across the country. Support America's workers and get 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Get 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $4.99 each with your card and a digital coupon. Then buy one, get one free on our full line sale of tender Tyson chicken with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Let's begin.
The dense Maine woods always felt like a second home to me. My love for camping had been ingrained in me since childhood, and it was a passion I was fortunate enough to share with my wife. We were a team, navigating the wilderness together, and those experiences brought us closer than ever. We were the kind of couple who found solace in the untamed, seeking refuge far away from the hustle and bustle of the city. It was on one of these adventures, deep in the heart of Maine, that we encountered a chilling enigma that would haunt my thoughts for years to come. It was a few years ago, during a 10-day backpacking trip, that we found ourselves in a secluded paradise. We had deliberately wandered off the trail, seeking solitude beneath a canopy of trees. Carrying all the supplies we needed, we embraced the freedom of being surrounded by nature's untouched beauty. Normally, I preferred to sleep under an open sky, but that night, the drizzle forced us to set up a small two-person tent. It was snug inside, and soon after, the sound of raindrops on the fabric roof lulled us into a deep sleep. I awoke with the soft light of dawn filtering through the tent walls. Careful not to wake my wife, I stepped outside to start my day. That's when I saw him, a figure, about 30 feet from our tent, standing motionless, his eyes fixated on me. Every instinct in my body screamed danger. He looked like he had walked straight out of a horror movie, the embodiment of the creepy dude who murders campers. My heart raced, and I mustered a weak attempt at humor. "Good morning, please don't eat me." His response was a chilling silence, his eyes drilling into mine for a few unbearable seconds before he turned and vanished into the woods. My mind was a whirlwind of confusion and fear. How had he found us in this remote wilderness? And what was his intent? The encounter left me on edge for the rest of our expedition. Every rustle of leaves, every snap of a twig made my heart race. The beauty of the woods was tainted by an unsettling presence, and I couldn't shake the feeling of being watched. As we continued our journey deeper into the wilderness, my thoughts were consumed by the stranger. I wondered about the path that had led him to our tent that morning. Had he been a lost wanderer, or something far more sinister? Each night, I scanned the perimeter of our campsite, listening intently for any signs of his presence. My wife began to ask me questions about why I was being paranoid like that all the time. so I finally had to tell her about the encounter. And though she shared my concerns, she tried her best to calm me down. We pressed on, determined not to let the stranger rob us of the joy we found in the wilderness. But deep down, I knew I would never forget that moment. Upon our return to civilization, I became obsessed with finding answers, replaying the encounter over and over in my mind, searching for clues I might have missed. I scoured news articles, hoping to find any mention of a suspicious person in that area, but my efforts proved futile. Sadly, I never went back to that area, scarred about what happened that morning in the beautiful wilderness of Maine.
Let's begin.
I distance hike when I can. Sometimes this means getting up early or staying out late to get as many miles in as possible. Walking in the pitch dark with a low light headlamp gets spooky sometimes. I grew up in the woods of this area. I've slept under our canopy of stars more nights than I can count. And I've tracked thousands of miles of trail, riverbank, lakeshore, ridge, bottoms, bogs, and creeks. I've hunted the game. I'm establishing this because it's important you understand I've heard, seen, and smelt about all this region has to offer in the way of the wilderness. So now, my scariest experience though happened at about 4:30 in the morning. It was late spring, so the first morning light wouldn't be visible in the treetops for another 30 or 45 minutes. And another hour passed that until sunrise. I was on mile 5. I'm in a low bottom that's wedged between two steep ridges. The trail I'm on was narrow, muddy, and completely hemmed in by thick underbrush, young maple, and old oak growth. I'm focused on the small light from my headlamp, just one step after the other, zoned out. Then, I heard a loud crack, and I froze solid. This is the part I have trouble describing. 4:30 in springtime means I'm the only thing that is making noise. No birds chirping, nothing. Dead quiet. Mid-step, I froze. When fight or flight kicks in, you have these immediate instinct thoughts. The thought that instantly flashed in my mind as I stood there, balancing myself into silence was, if I hear that again, I'm turning around and I'm going back the way I came in a hurry. Why? Because that sound was not a branch breaking. It wasn't that fall. It wasn't a widowmaker. And I was damn sure I had just heard something intentional. Hearing it twice, well, that meant get out of there. To describe it as best as I can, it sounded like a decent-sized wooden stick being violently whacked against a smallish tree. More like a fungo bat-sized stick than a baseball bat. The distinction in my head being that this sound was a crack and not a thud or a thump. And I have described it as explosive in the past because it was so sudden and so terribly loud. I had the sense that it was about 50 yards directly in front of me, and it was loud and clear. Now, as I stood there, completely shocked, I realized the soon-to-be worst part of my situation. I knew where the sound came from, and I knew where the trail went. In about 30 yards, I was going to come to a 180-degree turn and start up the ridge going away from the creek. This meant, as soon as I got the courage to move towards the noise, I was going to have to turn my back to it and get up that ridge. This made me very nervous. My head somewhere between meth fiend murder and Bigfoot bludgeoning. Minutes pass, and I just breathe my foggy breath into my glasses and listen. Nothing. Dead quiet. I've got about 20 or 30 minutes until first light. I crank up the headlamp and start to slowly creep to the 180 turn. When you wear a headlamp in the woods at night, every tree branch in front of you casts a big black shadow on the trail. It didn't help. I get to the turn and quickly make the bend. I'm moving pretty fast at this point, trying to be quiet, taking tiny, shallow breath so I can listen while humping it up the trail. And then I smell it. A stench hits me so hard that I can't describe. I just imagined wet, rotten death. I've actually worked scenes where humans have expired in a past life as a firefighter. This was like days-old decomposition, but it just smelled strange. I kept walking fast. By the time I made it to the top of that ridge, I was huffing, and the first light was showing. I didn't stop moving until full light was out, and the birds were chirping. I've heard it all in our woods. I've smelled it all. I'm telling you, I don't know what the hell that was. Deadfall, and especially leaved out branches, makes a lot of noise on the way down. I've heard it many times. I don't know. What do you guys think?
Let's begin.
I was just 16, eager for adventure and camaraderie. The night was serene, illuminated by the warm glow of the campfire, the laughter of my friends, and a comforting aroma of s'mores and hot cocoa. Under the vast blanket of stars, we felt invincible, shielded by the presence of four adult men who were supposed to protect us. Inside our tent, me and my two companions were engaged in typical teenage chatter, when I noticed a strange sound, a ragged, heavy breathing, as if someone had just sprinted a marathon. I dismissed it at first, attributing it to my imagination. Perhaps it was one of the guys in the neighboring tent, I reasoned, making weird noises in his sleep or something. But the sound persisted, growing louder and more urgent. Then, amidst the forest sounds, a weak, desperate voice pierced through the air. "Please, help me." It wasn't a voice belonging to any member of our group. It sounded like an elderly man, fragile and terrified. The three of us fell silent, our eyes widening in mutual dread. The voice came again, this time ending in a pitiful whimper. The guy at the front of the tent, perhaps motivated by equal parts of curiosity and concern, grabbed a flashlight and unzipped the inner flap, revealing a pair of bare, skinny, and ghostly pale legs. It was a sight that sent shivers down my spine. The legs of a man who had clearly been wandering naked through the woods for a long time. The man pleaded for help, but he remained rooted in his place, as if paralyzed by fear or uncertainty. Fear gripped our hearts as we exchanged bewildered glances. "Keep walking down the trail," my friend at the front stammered, his voice barely audible. "A ranger should be around soon." Was a feeble attempt to both console the stranger and protect ourselves from whatever bizarre situation we had stumbled upon. But the man's response shattered any sense of reassurance we might have mustered. His breathing stopped abruptly, and he declared, "No, no rangers, they keep me here." His words hung in the air like an ominous prophecy, chilling us to the bone. Finally, one of the chaperones emerged from his tent, his flashlight cutting through the darkness like a beacon of hope. He approached the stranger cautiously, his voice laced with concern, as he asked, "How long have you been out here? What happened to you?" The old man, however, offered no explanation. Instead, he succumbed to sobs that seemed to echo through the night, filling the air with an unsettling sense of despair. With a burst of energy, the man sprinted away from us, disappearing into the woods like a phantom. The beam of the flashlight revealed his skinny, naked form, a shocking sight that would haunt my nightmares for years to come. We were left standing there, our minds struggling to comprehend the bizarre encounter. The campsite that had once felt like a sanctuary now seemed alien and menacing. We huddled together, our sense of security shattered, and contemplated the implications of what had just happened. Who was the old man, and what had happened to him? And most importantly, why was he so paranoid about encountering rangers? As the night wore on, we clung to one another, our fear refusing to dissipate. Sleep remained elusive, our minds plagued by the haunting image of those pale, scabbed legs and the desperate plea for help that pierced through the night. Little did we know that our peaceful camping trip had transformed into a scary mystery, one that would continue to haunt our thoughts long after we left the woods behind, forever changed by the inexplicable terror that had befallen us on that fateful night.
Thank you for being here when you have so many other options.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Get 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $4.99 each with your card and a digital coupon. Then buy one, get one free on our full line sale of tender Tyson chicken with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.